other day. It worked out great, but it's nice to see you.
It's nice to see you. This is a guy who is so successful as a golf teacher, designer, communicator, spokesperson for various industry companies. He's been the golf instructor for, well, he was considered the top in the world by the PGA Tour players. And Golf Digest magazine, he's been very successful. And he's helped some other people be very successful, people you might be familiar with. You know, guys like Phil Mickelson, Greg Norman, Vijay Singh. It's very cool what you've worked hard to become and do and to help other golfers.
Well, thank you. I'm very, very fortunate, you know, to as a young kid, you know, I always played all the other sports, but there was something about golf that I liked that I, you know, it was up to you. It was not up to the rest of the team. And it's given me an opportunity to do things like this, you know, raise money for charity. We've been raising money for cancer and now Beaumont Hospital. We've done this for almost 35 years. And I think that's kind of part of my calling, you know, I mean, to help people. And then I've just been very fortunate. You know, a lot of the people have done very well in their life, and it really is about making other people happy. So I've been very fortunate.
And I should mention, too, that one of our great governors of days gone by, and he was a great one, Governor John Engler, I believe it was Governor Engler that appointed you Michigan's golf ambassador.
That was quite an honor. I remember we were here at Oakland Hills. It was 96. And I remember Jack Nicklaus was here and Lee Jansen had won the Open in 93, my young people, and then Jack, of course. And then when the governor said this, it was quite an honor. And you know, we spent a lot of time promoting Michigan golf at that time. And I remember going to different events and you know, telling people how special Michigan was and that we had the best golf of any state. And we had a lot of tourism during those periods of time. And there were great you know, responsibilities that all the resorts felt. And so we were always kicking back into our marketing. So you remember the Pure Michigan campaign started way back then.
Yep. I did the first couple of little commercials, in fact, way back when, before they got really good writers. and then they hired that guy, Tim Allen, for a bushel basket of money. But anyway, do you know Sean Bellegian?
Yes,
oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. Just chatted.
Okay, good. And Sean, are you a golfer, a good golfer?
I'm not a good golfer. I'm a golfer, but, you know, you keep packing and you try to have fun with it. I mean, it's as you get older, I'm sure you know, I just don't get angry anymore. I just go out and try to have a good time because I used to get so angry and competitive and I'm not playing anymore. I just go have a good time now.
That's a good attitude. You know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, if they're going to expect things, you have to practice, and you have to practice the right things. And just going out and hitting balls doesn't necessarily mean that's going to help you. So that's a great approach, and that'll help you to enjoy the game the rest of your life.
If there was ever a sport, if you looked in the dictionary, a sport that required help and training, it would be golf. Because you can get a lot of bad habits on your own. I know that because I've gotten a lot of bad habits on my own. And in the old days, Rick would join our foursome with Raj Vadakkuti, for example, and he'd start crying when he'd see me address the ball, and it was always, there was just too much. He couldn't just say, right, Okay, here's how you fix that. It was going to take intensive lessons. It is a game where you really will get better if you have lessons, and if you're good at golf, I hear, you're going to enjoy the game a heck of a lot more.
Yeah. Well, expect this, too. I mean, most people in business, you know, they go to work and they expect to do better. And they try to, you know, improve in their business. And they try to do the same thing in golf. But what they do in business is they don't put the right effort into their golf. And so, you know, 30 minutes the right way is better than 3.5 hours the wrong way.
Yeah.
So I think that's important. And, you know, Jack Nicklaus would always do that and always practice very, very proficiently like that. But it's a great game because it puts all of us together.
Yep.
You know, what game can, for a lifetime, put us all together for all these events and all these different parts of the country that we got?
Let me end the way you began, and that is how great it is to be living where we live and how great golf is and how important golf is to the great state of Michigan. And you've been all around the world and more golf courses than anybody within the sound of my voice right now. And yet you still talk about Michigan golf so fondly. It's incredible. And you know who else does that? And I mentioned this on the air after we went up and played with him, Ann and I and Kim and Ed and who else was there? Jeff Marcereau, who somehow has got to be here playing today. There can't be a golf event without Jeff Marcereau being here to play. But Lee Trevino said Michigan golf is at the top of his list.
Oh, yes.
And he wasn't, Lee says whatever he wants to say.
Yes.
He's not going to just say it to make me happy. He was saying it because he believes it.
He. I will never forget him coming up and going to Northern Michigan and saying, what in the world? Arnold Palmer said it. So did Jack, and all the great players of all the times. Freddie Couples would come up and say, I don't want to go anywhere else.
Wow.
Yeah, that was quite a compliment to
what
everybody's
compliment.
Done here in the state,
Yeah. And I always think of treetops. I think of, now you can't start naming all the great places, but we do have some absolutely fabulous places for golf here in the great state of Michigan. Rick Smith, thanks for being our Michigan ambassador for golf, as proclaimed by golf ambassador by a great governor, John Engler. And
thanks
for being here again today.
Thank you. It's going to be a great day. We're going to raise some more money for the cancer and the oncology department and Beaumont Hospital. So it'll be a great day and a lot of lessons. We got to get you out there.
Outstanding. Sounds
I'll be
good.
Out there in about 15 minutes.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
And look outside now. Oh, look at gorgeous. That mist
so
rising
beautiful.
From the course. It is a gorgeous. This is a great way to wake up.
Beautiful fall in Michigan.
Yeah. Well, 81 degrees today. It's going to feel like summer
yeah.
for sure.